Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 647 now. Stephen Ted, three big things. Officials in Florida continue to deal with aftermath of mass high school shooting.
Two
people wounded in separate shootings in central Wichita.
One.
Police investigating a homicide by firearm in southeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We just got this in on the scanner, a hit-and-run traffic accident. The northbound lanes of I-135 at 61st North, a school bus was hit. We do not know if there were kids on that bus. It just came in, hit and run. I-135, northbound lanes at 61st North, school bus hit by a vehicle. Traffic update, KNSS, brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. It's your home for complete car care, Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Sunny today with a high of 62 degrees. Yesterday's high was 55. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 41. Tuesday, 30% chance for rain afternoon and a high tomorrow of 61. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 26 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Now, the menu can be found at monarchwichita.com, The Monarch in Delano. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted taking a look at some business news this morning. Investors are relieved the stock market managed to register a modest gain for the week. Technology companies, banks, and healthcare stocks accounted for much of the market's gains during a broad rally Friday. The S&P 500 climbed 43 points. That's a good chunk for the S&P. The Dow picked up 347 points, also a good chunk. And the Nasdaq gained 127 points. So finishing out the week on the stock market Friday with some really good numbers there. A majority of business economists now view the government's tax and spending policy as moving too aggressively to stimulate economic growth, setting up a potential increase in the deficit in the coming years, a new survey shows. That view emerged from the latest economic policy survey by the National Association of Business Economics, polling 211 members at companies and industry groups. The average price of a gallon of regular-grade gasoline dropped about 6 cents nationally over the past 2 weeks to $2.59. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg said Sunday it's the first decline since December. She says prices are expected to rise again as crude oil costs go up. So a little drop in the price of gasoline, but it's probably not going to last very long at all. I think Trilby's saying just a few days. And Toyota and Hyundai have recalled roughly a combined 110,000 trucks and sport utility vehicles, including the 2018 Toyota Tundra and Sequoia and the 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe Santa Fe Sport. In its recall announced Saturday, Hyundai says some of Santa Fe vehicles are at risk for the steering wheel breaking away from the steering column.
Whoa. No.
Toyota recalled roughly 64,900 Tundras and Sequoias, saying these vehicles are at risk for having These vehicles are at risk for having their electronic stability control systems shutting down unexpectedly. It's just bang, shut down the middle of traffic, I guess. All right, it's 6:50 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Floods, hurricanes, wildfires, earthquakes, these are all threats that seemingly used to be few and far between, but they seem to be much more frequent now. Earthquakes in the Midwest are common now, and another year of low precipitation and we could see wildfires on the plains. There is no better time than now to review your homeowner's insurance coverage. Homeowner policies are similar in their verbiage, but different because there may be a great discrepancy in reimbursement coverage. First, check what is covered on your home. You may need more or less coverage than you currently have. I recently purchased an inexpensive earthquake policy because we've actually seen some shifting from those temblers in my house. I would never consider earthquake insurance, but before about 5 years ago. Check your policy limits. Has the total rebuild coverage for your home kept up with the actual cost to do that? Check the fine print or ask your agent exactly how much you would be reimbursed if the home is destroyed. Do you need guaranteed replacement costs, replacement cost value, or actual cash value coverage? Those are insurance terms. The guaranteed replacement is the most expensive and offers the best coverage, particularly if there is no major damage to an area, whereby the cost of labor and materials may jump dramatically because of short supply and heavy demand. What do you need, and what do you have for that kind of coverage? Do you have liability coverage as well as hazard insurance? The difference may be that hazard will essentially cover the dwelling only, not possessions nor legal or medical fees associated to someone being injured on your property. Check your policy and buy what fits your needs. And you may have a great allegiance to your insurance company. Heck, Grandpa used the same company. But are they all the best for you? Is it still the best? Don't be afraid to shop companies. Check their ratings, balance sheets, customer service history, and ability to pay their claims to learn which companies may serve you best. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
A Flag Day ceremony in Mexico has gone awry with troops flying the country's red, white, and green tricolor upside down.
Yeah.
Local media show images of the giant flag fluttering over Mexico City's Campo Muerto parade. Parade ground, that is, with the iconic eagle inverted.
Oops.
President Enrique Peña Nieto acknowledged the gaffe, but he added that upside down or right side up, backward or forward, the flag is a symbol that gives us a sense of identity, of belonging, of pride in being Mexican. So, you know, the president tried to put a good face on it there. How about that, Ted? All right, today is National Fairy Tale Day.
National Fairy Tale Day.
What were once oral histories, myths, and legends retold around the fire or by traveling storytellers have been written down and become known the world over as fairy tales. The origins of most fairy tales were unseemly and would not be approved or rated as appropriate for children by the Association of Fairy Tales by today's standards. Most were told as a way to make children behave, teach a lesson, or to pass the time, much like ghost stories around a campfire today.
Okay.
So, fairy tales. What would you qualify? Was Goldilocks a fairy tale? The Three Bears? That's got to be a fairy tale.
Yeah, sure.
Hansel and Gretel.
There you go. That's more.
Scared the heck out of me. Witch put him in a cage,
That eats children? Yeah.
Ugh.
That's
pretty
stuff.
Grim.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Fairy tales. All right. Well, today is a national tell a fairy tale.
Yeah,
right?
Thanks for putting us all in a great mood.
Yeah, you know, you can tell. I told the boss a fairy tale the other day. I said, I really enjoy working for you. Just kidding. National Fairy Tale Day. All right. 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour of the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A complete look at today's news, including Kansas House passing a swatting law. That story and more on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!